Hi, this is Ed Harkness. Before I read my poem, Spring in Hangzhou, I want to share a few details to give context to the poem. Its subject is one of China's greatest poets, Li Qingzhao, 1084 to 1175 AD, roughly a 70-year lifespan. She lived with her husband and fellow poet, Ming Chengzhao, in Hangzhou, China, whose lakes and mountains have been celebrated for over 1,000 years by painters and poets. I've been to Hangzhou and can vouch for its spectacular beauty. Here's the poem, Spring in Hangzhou. Li Qingzhao, you lean against the plum tree, blossoms dropped on your shoulder, your face once more flushed with wine. Your silk robe, sleeves frayed, has seen better days. Ming Cheng rose some hours before you woke. By this time, he's on a boat bound for the capital to fix some political mess of the ill-read emperor and his sycophants. Has beauty died? Your hair, once ink black, shows the first touches of silver. You're cursed to write poems till dawn, each one a meticulous four-character, four-toned song you sing to the mists. The cries of wild geese on their northern journey home call to you. Their long, undulant threads pass in and out of shrouds above, flown from a far peak. Who knows when Ming Cheng will return to touch your cheek? You miss his caress more than the moon. Now you've lost the fan he gave you. One more cause for tears.